Opinion.
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 Made with Opinion, the world's first easy-to-use podcasting app.
Hello everyone, I am Ajit Jain from Venture Minds. I am here to discuss one another session on business and startups. Last time we have discussed seed funding, and this time I am discussing angel funding. As I said, funding is the most important, one of the most important factors of any startup, because end of the day you need liquidity, you need cash, you need value, and value is generated when you have money, when you have funding in place. Now there are various forms of funding the startups, and last time we have discussed seed funding, which is raised at the initial stage. Now we are talking about the angel funding. Angel funding is the most common source of funding for startup at initial stage. While seed funding can be raised, it is a very traditional form of funding, getting funds from the family and friends. Angel funding is the most is most common but systematic form of getting funding. And if you are a private limited company and as a startup and you are at the initial stage, your prototype is ready, you have a customer base ready, then you can approach external investors, and those investors are in the form of they are the individual or a group of individuals who will invest in your idea or in your startups. Now, how angel funding is raised and what are the overall procedures and what up there are seven steps I'm going to discuss, you know, how you can raise angel funding, what are the things to, you know, you need to take care of, what are the questions you will face while, you know, raising while you are being interviewed with the investors. Now, what are the questions where angel investors may ask to you during the whole interview process? The first question is, how did you come up with the idea? They wanted to know how they are more interested in knowing your history. How did you come up with the idea? What is the story behind it? Because everybody is a story. They want to understand, is it some copied idea or something happened with you or some history? Basically, they want to understand about, you know, about more about you rather than idea, because idea can be generated by anyone. But who is running the idea? What is his story? What is his experience is very important. So they may ask that, how did you come up with the idea? The second is, who is your ideal customer? They want to know about, you have some idea, but where is your customer? Who is your ideal customer to whom you sell your products or services? What is the size of the market? At what size, at what customer base you are looking at? Are you looking at 1,000 customers in the next 6 months or 5,000 customers? You must have the clear picture before you go, before you are being interviewed before any angel investors. General business, then there are, what are the top three obstacles? Because every business is obstacle. If you are not, if you must know the pain points before you know the good points, because good points don't give you, you know, much, you know, comfort. If you know the pain points, and that's where you can work upon, because good points are always be there. But then if you know your pain points, then it is important. Then you are, you know, halfway, you are through with your idea, that, you know, you can generate your business. That what are the three obstacles? What are the pain points? Who is your competition? Who you have customer, you know about the your customer base, you know about the, what are the problems. But competition is very important, because idea are copied in a minutes. And if you don't know about who is your competition and who may be your competition in future, it is very difficult, because you need to know overall aspects, not only about your business, but what is going in the market, because you are not doing business alone. There are other people doing business. You are affected by the external forces. So these are the basic, you know, evolution of the concept. This is the first stage where they may ask about how the idea is evolved. How do you know about the idea? What is the story behind? What do you know about the market and all? Product viability. How viable the product is? Do you have any existing customer? While you know about your customer, but do you have existing customer in place? Who was your first paying customer? They want to know more about, you know, how you sold your first, you know, product or first customer, and who is that customer, how you know sold your product, what is your selling capabilities. how many customers, you know, pay full price? Full price, what you offered? Is there any negotiations you need to do? So this is basically to know, understand, you know, how viable is your idea in terms of your investment you are seeking. Product demonstrations. How does your product work? So if you have some technological product or something, you need to know, you know, before the, you know, interviewer, before, you know, how this product works. You can, you know, showcase your product by way of presentation or by, but it should not be too long. You need to know the, you know, in and out of your product, that how it works and how it makes impact on the life of people. What is the value proposition? When I talk about the value proposition cannot be counted just on the money that, you know, I am offering this in a very lesser price. This cannot be, in today's time, this cannot be the value proposition. The value proposition is basically what you are offering which is not being offered and which is linked to your special skills or talent. What is the value proposition? If you are offering something which reduces time of the people, that is actual value proposition, because it's very difficult to save time these days. And if you are with your product saving somebody's half an hour or 1 hour with some whatever the product is, then you are actually giving values. You have product which has a real value proposition. Does your product redefine the way your customer succeed? So again, this question may come that, you know, whether a product redefine the way your customer succeed, whether they, your product contribute in their success or not. How is it just a consumption or it is used in their business? Then coming on, this is the, so we have talked about the evolution, we talk about the product viability, we talk about the product demonstration. Now coming on to the business model, how do you make money? While you know your customer base, how do you make money? You need to know that I am, so one thing is very important, that making money, selling goods or generating revenue is not making money. Making money is how you making this product sellable in the market. When I say sellable, it doesn't mean that one or two people are, you know, buying your product or some people are buying product. How you make it this product very unanimously sellable in the market. What are primary expenses while selling your product? What kind of expenses you are incurring? What is your budget? How many people you need? What is infrastructure? How much you are investing in infrastructure? How long? That is one of the most important question. How long it will take to reach break even? So you must know, while there are uncertainty, but some expectations, some estimations should be there, that at what point of level you are reaching, 6 months or 8 months you are reaching the break even level. Present current financials. You must know what is your current financial right now. You cannot start during the interview. What is the revenue? What is your profitability? What is your overall growth? If it is a loss, then what are your projections and all? Realistic discussion and strategy. Now there could be questions around realistic discussions. Generate a list of potential investment partners. How much money do you really need to achieve break even? While you know break even, but how much money you need, you must know. You cannot just say blindly, I need a $1 million for overall my startup growth, but you need to know that how much break even. Generate a list of complementary businesses. Generate a list of competitors. All these things you need to have. Now coming on to that, there are certain tough questions which may ask. Are you being realistic? Is this idea according to you not crap? Why according to you is this idea is not crap and this is very much sellable? Are you willing to make the sacrifice? So as an angel investors, such kind of a vague question somebody can ask. Are you willing to sacrifice? Now what kind of sacrifice? Then you need to tell that, you know, what is your vision and mission? What are the things you need to, overall, startup is not about earning money. It's not about your purpose, your vision, your values. What are your next steps? It's a very generic questions, but it has to be a specific answer. What are your next steps? Can you implement?